All the guests on the Tim Vine Christmas chat show are plucked from the audience on the night of recording. The first time Tim meets them is when they walk up on stage.
Good evening, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome to the Tim Vine Christmas chat show. Pull your stockings and stuff your crackers. It's Tim Vine! Christmas, everyone!
Happy Christmas!
So I went down to the local library. I said, I'd like to return this book called The History of Clocks. He said, it's about time. I said, yes, it is. This is the Tim Vine Christmas chat show, the show where you, the audience, are the stars of the show, which can only mean one thing. What we need is a Christmas
miracle.
What we need is a Christmas
miracle.
And I believe in miracles, don't you?
Yes, I do.
Christmas is a time to smile, but if you want, you can leave it a while. So let's all be merry, and if your smiles all turn to laughs,
it'll be a Christmas miracle.
The voice of an angel, give the man a round of applause. So I went Christmas shopping. I said, I'd like to buy a remote control helicopter. He said, drone. I said, I'd like to buy a remote control helicopter. And then I did some shoplifting in Argos. Yeah, so if you need a catalogue. So I went to the police station. I said, I want to report someone for wasting police time. He said, when did this happen? I said, when did what happen? But you know where I'm from? There's not enough crime. Guess who's been asked to randomly attack strangers? Muggins. And last 24th of December, the Queen tapped me on the shoulder with a sword. I said, what's that for? She said, it's the night before Christmas. I remember on Christmas Day, my mum gave me a USB stick. I said, thanks for your input. But what I love to do at Christmas, I love to dress up as Brad Pitt's ex-wife. Well, tis the season to be jolly. I tell you what, I was inside this large vehicle that makes bales of hay, and I was having a sandwich, and a bloke came up to me. He said, have you ever eaten in a harvester before? And the last carol service I went to, I had coffee before it, during it, and after it. Yeah, it was the Church of the Latter-day Saints. Oh, dear, oh, dear. But, and now two Christmas impressions. Ho, ho, ho. Father Christmas. Ho, ho, ho. Nearer Christmas. But ladies and gentlemen, this is different to any other Christmas show you will hear on the radio. I'll tell you why. Because you're allowed to eat during it. You're allowed to eat. Oh, yeah, you can scoff. Tequila, schnapps, sambuca. I'm calling the shots. Yes, what a show we've got for you tonight. But first of all, let's welcome tonight's house band. Please welcome... I can't read that word. Bachelor. Please welcome London's most illegible bachelor. Now, before we bring on the first guest, let's learn some all-important catchphrases. So the first catchphrase is, I say to you, sir, do you keep your decorations in the loft?
No.
You don't keep your decorations in the loft. I don't keep my decorations in the loft. We all don't keep our decorations in the loft. We join in with the third bit. The next catchphrase is I say, what's been killed? And you all shout, the atmosphere. Oh. You're familiar with my act. The next catchphrase is I say, I like what you're doing, and you all go, but it's a bit too visual for radio. Let's just try that. I like what you're doing,
but it's a bit too visual for radio.
Brilliant stuff. Ladies and gentlemen, are you ready for the first guest?
Yes!
You're ready for the first guest. I'm ready for the first guest.
We're all ready for the first guest.
What a thrill to have this person with us. He's retired, and his name is Andrew Price. Let's hear it for Andrew! Have a seat, Andrew, and let's get the microphone in front of you so we can hear you. There we are. That's it. We can't hear you, but you're not speaking. That'll be probably why. There we are. How are you, Andrew?
I'm very well, thanks, Tim.
Great. And you're retired, so you've had a whole life of working. And,
yeah, yeah.
And what was it you were doing?
Ooh, it's a bit dangerous. I was doing health and safety.
Right.
Yeah. Right. Years ago, you used to be proud of that, but not now.
Why not? Why not? I'd be proud of that. Wouldn't you be proud of that? You're right, there's a mixed response.
Yeah.
Of course, safety in film studios is paramount.
Yes, right.
It's not just me that thinks that, it's universal. You can use that when you get back to work. Oh, you don't do that job anymore. So once you retired, I suppose, then you could sort of use up all that time on hobbies. And what are your hobbies then? You sort of...
Tidying up, really. There's such a mess from... such a mess from working for yourself for donkey's years. That,
yeah. Tidying up. I must write that one down.
Really cool. I can recommend it, yeah.
It's quite an inspiring hobby. But I always think of... I always think of a hobby as being something that you do that sort of gives you great enjoyment and you're a bit playful with it, like golf or football or bridge.
Yeah. So I've been told.
Yeah. So you must have a hobby aside from... I mean, don't get me wrong, tidying up's a lot of fun, isn't it?
No, not really.
I'm just looking at the audience to check they were still there, to be honest with you. But anything else you do, Andrew? That you, you know, with your time?
Live, I think, Tim. Yes, life just takes over, doesn't it? And before you know it...
Before you know it, you've got the Hoover out and you're at it again.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. I suppose I'm after a tiny bit more detail, Andrew. I mean, health and safety...
I took a shed down at the weekend.
You took a shed down at the weekend?
Yeah.
What, deliberately? That was a...
The son-in-law thought it was, yeah.
did you replace it with anything else?
No, not yet. No, we will do. But,
what are you going to replace it with?
A shed, yeah. Oh, right.
Now, here's an extraordinary thing. You won a competition, didn't you?
I did, yeah.
Yeah, and what was the competition for? It was something exciting.
It really was, yeah. It was a tiddlywink championship.
Was it really?
It really was a tiddlywink.
How long ago was this? The early 30s?
It was a year ago, and we went on a Rhine cruise.
A Rhine cruise?
Yeah, all through Germany. And
was that where the competition was?
Yeah.
Oh, it was on the cruise?
On the cruise ship, yeah.
Oh, right. Is that affected by, you know, the sea rocking the boats?
Well, it's on a river, so it's not too bad, really.
Right.
Yeah. But it would have been. If it had been on the sea, it would have been very tricky.
No, you're right. Yeah, that's right.
Yeah. We were just in time to see the Christmas markets.
Oh, lovely. Right, you saw them as you went past
them. Down.
Right, okay, right.
They stopped for Christmas.
Right, did he go back out and replace them, did he?
Yeah. Lots of sheds, though.
But I tell you, I was on a boat and I looked out and there was bits of lamb going by. I thought, God, it's getting choppy. Now, look, as you know, here on the Christmas chat show, we are making a Christmas quilt.
Oh, okay. One patch at a time, making the Christmas quilt. One patch at a time.
Now, the Christmas quilt is made up of 100 patches, and each patch has a Christmas picture on it. 99 patches have been completed. We thought you, Andrew, could choose the Christmas picture to go on the last patch.
Right.
Right, good. So where you go?
What could we have?
Something Christmas-related.
Christmas tree, how about that?
That's great. Let's just have a little look at the list here. Yeah. That's already been done. That was patch 54. Well, perhaps we'll come back to that. That's the Christmas quilt.
One patch at a time, making the Christmas quilt. One patch at a time.
Now, Andrew, do you want to play a game?
Oh, I'd love a game.
Let's play I Lost My What in the Snow.
I lost my what in the snow.
Okay, Andrew. I'll give you a clue. It's very hard to find. What do you think I've lost in the snow? Audience, what do you think I've lost in the snow? Just shout out if you think I've lost something in the snow. Keys. Keys is a good choice.
Snowballs.
Snowball. Yeah. No, unfortunately, that's wrong. It was actually my collection of desiccated coconut, but unlucky. Ladies and gentlemen, let's hear it for Andrew. There he is. Andrew. celebrate the first guest with a song. Hit the music, please. I'm having a helicopter Christmas. I'm gonna land on a shopping centre roof. Shopping centre roof, roof, roof. Shopping centre roof, cut it. Roof. Do you not know this one? Well, you'll certainly know this one. Hit the music, please. Margaret's got a new scooter. If you spot her on it, hooter. Margaret's got a new scooter. If you spot her on it, hooter. She's gone into town to do some Christmas shopping. She's scooting around and baby, she's not stopping. She's 85 and it's Christmas Eve. The speed she hits, you wouldn't believe. Margaret's got a new scooter. If you spot her on it, hooter. Margaret's got a new scooter. If you spot her on it, hooter. Take it.
Margaret's got a new scooter. If you spot her on it, hooter. Margaret's got a new scooter.
Margaret's got a new scooter. If you spot her on it, hooter. Margaret's got a new scooter. If you spot her on it, hooter. Ready for the second Christmassy guest?
Yay!
So am I, ladies and gentlemen. Please welcome to the stage. How exciting to have this person with us. She's a library assistant. Let's hear it for her. Helen Harpole. Let's hear it for her. Oh, Helen, there we are. You have a seat there. Happy Christmas, Helen.
Merry Christmas to you.
Oh, thank you very much. Very kind of you to say so. And what do you normally do at Christmas? Who do you normally spend it with?
The family.
So it must be a lovely time. That...
Yeah.
Yes.
It's a long day, isn't it?
It's the same length as the others, actually. But, yeah. And you're a library assistant?
Yes.
So you love books?
I love books.
I'm reading a very, very exciting book written by Tina Turner's sister, Paige. Tell us about the time. It says here you baked the International Space Station. You must have a massive oven. Tell us what happened.
Out of gingerbread. It's not...
Oh, out of gingerbread. Right, OK.
Yeah, it's not full size.
It wasn't full size space station. How big was it? About the size of a... I don't know. What
an oven. Oven.
Now... Helen, what do you think of the FBI, the Federal Bureau of Investigations? What do you think of them?
They must do a marvellous job.
Yeah, oh, that's a fair thing to say, yeah, yeah. And what do you think of CCTV, closed-circuit television? What do you think of that?
It's great.
Yeah, is it? It is, yeah, yeah. And what do you think of the SAS? What do you think of the SAS?
They're great too.
Right, they're great, the SAS. Oh, you're talking about the Special Air Service. Oh, sorry, no, I meant the SAS, the Santa Anorak song. Let's sing it now, shall we? My name's Santa, this is my anorak. I wear it out on the town. It goes zzzzup all the way up. It goes zzzzup all the way down. So what do you think of the SAS? What do you think of the Santa Anorak song? Do you like it?
It's a fabulous song.
You like it, really? You like it? I thought you did. I thought you did. Great, let's sing it together. I'll sing it the first time through, OK? And then you sing it the second time through. Hit the music, please. My name's Santa, this is my anorak. I wear it out on the town. It goes zzzzup all the way up. It goes zzzzup all the way down. 2, 3, 4.
My name's Santa. This is my anorak. I wear it out on the town. It goes zzzzup all the way up. It goes zzzzup all the way down.
Yeah! The brilliant singing voice of Helen Harpole. Let's hear it for Helen! seems like a good time to listen to an advert for Christmas bells.
Bells, 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 bells.
It's a nice jingle. Meanwhile, something spooky was happening in Nepal. It's the ghost of Christmas Yeti to come. Are you ready for the next guest?
Yes!
Put your hands together for bacterial hand wash. Ladies and gentlemen, what a guest we've got coming on now. My goodness me. It says here he's an angry sausage. No, sorry. His name is Angus Savage. Let's hear it for Angus. Angus, have a seat there. How lovely to see you. It's a fantastic name for a start, Angus Savage. That sounds like a... Is that really your genuine name?
It's my real name, yeah.
You're right, yeah. Okay, Angus. So, and you've got... He's got an exciting job. Let's get this a bit nearer, Matt, so we can hear you. He's got an exciting job as Angus. Angus is a sports writer! So you just write that word, do you?
Over and over again, yeah.
Over and over again. But tell us, what sort of sport do you write about?
Any and all. Rugby mainly, though.
Is it? Right, well, I'll pass on that. I used to live with a rugby ball, but I kicked her out, so stay in touch. That's all the rugby stuff I've got, Angus. Now, look, you're probably wondering what this carrot is for. Well, let's see how long you can balance a carrot on your face as we play Human Snowman.
Human snowman, balancing a carrot.
Okay, there's the carrot. It's got to be in the middle of your face like it's your nose. Okay, so you're balancing it on your face, right? Just balance. No, I like it's like a nose, like that. That's it. There we go. So, audience, so just so you know at home, he has now got the carrot. He's holding on to it, but it's in the centre of his face like it's a snowman's nose. Audience, we'll count how many seconds he does it for. Ready, steady, go. One! Hang on, wait a minute. Ready, steady, one! Ready, steady, ready, one! Ready, one! Paul, we just got to get to two. Ready, steady, one, two! Human snowman, I see what you're doing, but it's a bit too visual for radio. Now, before you go, can you suggest a Christmas picture for the last patch of the Christmas quilt? Because we couldn't think of anything, could we, audience, at all? We kept thinking of things. We just need one more patch. So something Christmassy, a Christmassy picture for the Christmas quilt.
One patch at a time. Christmas quilt. One patch at a time.
If it's any consolation, that surprised me as well. So what's going to be on this last patch, then? You can be the person who tells us. What's going to be on the nice something nice
a
and Christmassy?
A photo of everyone in the audience?
A photo of everyone in the audience. A Christmassy photo of everyone in the audience. And that's already been done. That was patch number 58. Oh, I'll tell you what. But there we are. What a great human snowman he was. Let's hear it for him. Angus Savage! Let's sing a song together. I'm going to split the audience in half. When I point at this half, I want you to go boing. And when I point at this half, I want you to go splash. Let's just try that now.
Boing! Splash!
Great, let's sing that old classic. Santa's on the diving board again. Hit the music, please. Santa's on the diving board again.
Boing! Splash!
Santa's on the diving board again.
Boing! Splash!
Santa's on the diving board again.
Boing, splash!
Santa's on the diving board again.
Boing, splash!
Santa's on his way to the next Olympics. He practices from 5 a.m. to 10.
Splash! Boing,
Santa's on the diving board again.
Boing, splash!
Santa's on the diving board again.
Boing, splash!
I'll tell you what. Christmas isn't Christmas, is it, without cracker jokes? Cracker jokes.
Joke.
Now, on New Year's Eve, what do you do if you're in your car and you spot one of your grandparents? Hoot nanny. What do you call the next president who's ready for bed? Barrack pyjama. How many of these you want to do? Oh, sorry, that's a note from the producer. Are you ready for the last guest?
Yes!
Ladies and gentlemen, please welcome to the stage. He's a paper salesman. Let's hear it for Calvin Hardy. Let's hear it for Calvin! Calvin, you're a paper salesman.
I am.
So, sell some paper to me. How do you do it?
Do you want A4 or A3?
That's brilliant. You're very good at that, you know.
Thank you very much.
Have you ever... is it something that you have nightmares about? You must think about paper all the time. You know, I remember... I only asked that because I remember I was asleep. Sorry, I've got a joke. I was asleep and there was like 500... sheets of paper started attacking me. I think it was a bad ream.
Yeah.
Calvin, it's no good you going, yup. They hadn't heard it.
Sorry.
I think we'd like to know what your top 10 favourite paper sizes are.
Oh,
but don't worry, we're going to do it like a chart.
Oh, okay.
You know, don't you, what your favourite one is? And
very much so.
Okay, yeah, look at that. Start the chart music! Ladies and gentlemen, it's Calvin Hardy's top 10 paper sizes. Straight in at number 10, it's...
B1.
B1! There's a new entry at number 9, it's...
SRA3.
A3 at number 9. Well, we thought it would be higher, didn't we? Which means at number 8, it's a non-mover.
AO.
A-O. At number 7.
A1.
A1. At number 6.
A2.
We got a new entry at number 5.
SRA1.
Pardon?
SRA1.
SRA1. Blimey, this is a great chart. What was that, number 6 or 5? I've lost track.
That was 5.
5, all right. At number 4.
B4.
B4. Before, that's number 5. Oh, B4. At number 3.
American Quarto.
Whoa. And being held off the top spot at number 2 is...
A3.
A3. You've already said A3. Is it a...
No, that was SRA3.
Is it a remix? What is it?
No, SRA3 is larger than A3. It has edges on, so you can feed it through a larger printer.
Entirely my mistake. Which means at number 1, the Calvin Hardy favourite sheet of paper is...
A4!
Now, you were once... something happened to you in New York, wasn't it? Tell us what happened. It was a terrible thing, but it's got a lovely ending.
So I got on the subway and I took the train and I went the wrong way. And I ended up going above 110th Street, which is into Spanish Harlem.
Right.
And I was unaware, I was oblivious, I was a naive idiot. And I came up out of the subway and I walked upstairs and got mugged.
You got mugged? Blokes,
A fellow walked up to me and...
Calvin, yes, I want to end on a good note here.
Oh, OK.
This is the end of a Christmas show. I mean,
It was mugged by an elf.
You're mugged by an elf.
No.
You didn't know any elf defence, so you couldn't have...
Very good.
Listen, but you got mugged, but I'm sure... But something good came out of it. That's why I'm getting you to... It's extraordinary.
I'll get there quickly.
Yes, of course. No, take your time.
No. So he was a very big fella, and he said, yo, give me all your money, and I had about... $10 on me, and I gave it to him straight away. And in a blind panic, my thought process was, right, I'm in the wrong place.
Yes.
I have to get back out. I have to go. I'm looking around, and the first person I literally turned around to ask if I could borrow a dollar to get back on the subway was the guy that had just mugged me.
And you asked to borrow some money off the guy to borrow some of your own money back?
Yeah, I thought, he'd made $9 out of it. I thought maybe a dollar back would be reasonable.
Yeah, what did you say to that?
Well, he looked at me and I thought he was going to kill me. So. But he ultimately he just said, yo, sure, and gave me a dollar and I went back.
And that, if I might say so, it shows the wonderful... There's a wonderful human spirit there, isn't it? Now, as you know, Calvin, we've been trying to complete the Christmas quilt.
Oh, God.
One and patch at a time. Christmas quilt. One patch at a time.
Have you got a suggestion for a picture for the Christmas quilt? Have you got a suggestion for the last patch on the Christmas quilt?
The 1958 cover of the Rupert Bear Annual.
Let's have a look, let's have a look, let's have a look. Yes, it's not on the list! We've got it! We've finished the Christmas quilt!
One patch at a time, making the Christmas quilt. One patch at a time.
Let's hear it for Calvin Hardy, there he is! Well, I tell you what, ladies and gentlemen, it's been a Christmas show to remember, hasn't it? But on Christmas Day, remember, T-H-A-N-K-Y-O-U. Yep, don't forget your thank you letters. Is it me, when I look in the mirror... But, you know, as we reach the end of the show, there's one word that comes to mind. And no, it's not lengthy, sir, no. The word is gratitude. You guys, thank you for making this Christmas such fun. You've provided so many laughs, well, at least one. I said, you guys, let's all hold hands. It's Christmas, no question. All right, then, don't hold hands. It was just a suggestion. Would it kill you to make the effort? I said, you guys. Christmas so quickly becomes a new year. And before you know it, Shrove Tuesday will be here. You'll have a pancake. I'll have a pancake.
We'll all have a pancake.
The Tim Vine Christmas Chat Show is produced by Richard Morris and is a BBC Studios production.